Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. We're kicking off another live Saturday episode of the program, of course. You can join us here. And you can take control of the airwaves. You do not have to talk about what we've brought in to discuss, but we always have things prepared for you. The number is 603-283-6160 that we think you might find interesting. 603-283-6160. Perhaps outraging, because the news, you know, these days is pretty outrageous of what's going on. The total control state, this medical authoritarian hellscape, authoritarian tech, big tech playground state where they rule over you and you just make money and pay for
it
all.
It's kicked into full gear, man.
It really has.
I'm shocked and flabbergasted.
All I can say for sure is that this is tickets to the freak show. We have a front row seat, and some of us have a notebook.
With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the captain.
And Peakless, you had mentioned earlier when we were kind of talking about, hey, what can we talk about tonight? The, of course, New York City news, which we did discuss earlier this week, but it does deserve, I think, a mention on this show because a lot of people get the Saturday show that don't get the weekday program where they are now requiring.
Hey guys, we warned you.
Yeah, they were now requiring, like France, like, you know, Italy, like many of the European Union states, I'm sure that it'll happen in Australia if they ever let people out of their homes in Australia, where you're now going to have a vaccine passport in order to do things like eat inside a restaurant, go to the gym, go to the theater, go to some sort of entertainment venue, which pretty much sums up what you can do in New York City.
Somewhere between 12 and 18 months ago, we predicted this. We saw it coming. Mm. And not just me, I mean like several hosts on this show.
I'm not happy about that.
We're like, you know what I feel is coming next? They're going to have some sort of a program where you have to identify as vaccine or not vaccine, et cetera,
and so on. Well, and we almost looked foolish because there we were predicting some kind of vaccine passport, and Biden's like, no, there's not going to be a vaccine passport.
That can't
we're
happen
not
here.
Several, I think even Fauci came out and said something along, no, that would never happen. I don't know. A bunch of people
ridiculous.
Were like,
they would never do such
like,
a thing.
Like, no.
Take away your freedoms just because they could? Why would they do a thing like that?
It's happening.
And New York is why.
Yeah, New York is going to be the first. They will not be the last. And I would suggest that if you're in a place like that, you know, big cities.
You GTFO.
Look at you, San Francisco, Los Angeles County. These are the kinds of places that are going to go
and
next.
While they were announcing it, it was this is a first-of-its-kind program.
That's right.
And I thought to myself, what awful thing could you not introduce with, this is a first-of-its-kind program?
Open a freaking history book. There's lots of history about people being labeled with certain things in order to prevent them from interacting with society like everybody else.
De Blasio, the mayor of New York, even said that he's hoping to set a model for other cities and states to follow.
Of course he is.
And that's the way these things go. If it doesn't start in California, it starts in New York, and it spreads across the country. So, you know, what do you do about this? Well, if you haven't already left, you ought to just go ahead and leave. There's no amount of voting that's going to, you know, get you out of this situation.
Well, that's what went wrong with France. In France, you can't leave a province and then it not apply to you. Like, that's not how things work in France.
Well, you can't even go anywhere else in the European Union because they all have the vaccine passport.
Right. So they freaked out and they broke things. And that was what made them scale back the vaccine passport
for a
minute.
Did they scale it back?
For a minute.
Oh, really?
For a minute in France. Yeah, really. They like, okay, we won't do that. Because, no, they were, like, flooding entire provinces. Like, really breaking a lot of public works projects. Like, well, if you can't vote with your feet and your vote doesn't matter, well, what are you going to do? Well, if you go nuts, you break things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, France was going nuts, so the people of France went, hey, since we can't do anything else, let's break something.
Breaking news, everybody. There is no longer a place in France where the naked ladies dance.
So, you said they stopped for a minute. They brought it back?
Oh, yeah. Well, Of course they did. Mm-hmm. Of course they're applying the vaccine passport in France.
Last I heard, restaurant owners will be arrested mm-hmm. and jailed if they allow people in without a vaccine passport.
And feed hungry people. And jail sentences that would make your hair curl.
This happens, though, in political things frequently. I recall many times in the Seattle, Washington area, they used to have something called the Kingdom, and it's now been replaced with some field that changes its name every couple of years, depending on who pays the most money. But people had voted down. They're like, no, we don't, you know, we don't want a new thing. Same thing with there's this there was a viaduct that they tore down and replaced it with a tunnel, and that thing got voted down like two or three times. Maybe even three times the tunnel got voted down. And they just keep bringing it back and bringing it back and bringing it back. And finally, people just, they kind of give up.
Yeah, sure.
And it goes through anyway. So, like, if you thought your vote mattered on, like, municipal projects
like that.
We're
going to keep voting until we get the answer that we want.
Yeah, we're going to keep reintroducing it and, you know, placing it in a different way or, you know, putting a fresh spin on it to or incorporate it with some other ridiculous bill that has nothing to do with it.
I don't like making predictions, but here's my prediction. The tourism industry of New York is going to plummet through the floor, so much so I think that they're going to try and bail out New York from the fact that they made it untouristable.
I mean, there's definitely people like us who are not going to go, right? Like, I'm done at this point. I used to go to New York City once a year. There was a talk radio convention that happened there, and if it keeps up like this, there's just no reason for me to go back. Well, I'll miss it, but, you know.
Well, and I mean, look at where we are. Like, whatever it is, the 50 or 60 or whatever percent that, like, got vaccines, okay, whoever's going to get a vaccine, got a vaccine. Everyone else really doesn't want one. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
including, like, by the way, like, three-quarters of black people did not get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, that's really the worst part about this is they are unbelievably racist to create an apartheid system in New York.
Mm-hmm.
An apartheid system that specifically targets minorities.
I haven't been able to verify this, but I read somewhere that I think it's the CEO of Pfizer was prevented from traveling somewhere because he is not vaccinated.
Wow.
Things that make you go,
Yeah.
No, it's almost like the CEOs of Facebook and the iPad and all of that keep their children off of those products they produce.
Right, like the teachers who for a long time have been known for not sending their kids to government schools.
Oh, yeah.
Send them to private schools. Yes, what do they know? You know, they know something. So if you want to comment here, you're welcome to join us, 603-283-6160. And I sent a toot out to our social media earlier this week. That's what they call it on Mastodon, tooting instead of tweeting, over at social.freetalklive.com with a logo from, you know, when you go to Google's website, there's always some sort of new thing they've done almost every day with the logo. They change it to, you know, there's some guy that's celebrating an anniversary or he died a long time ago or whatever. They'll put his picture up there.
There's multiple websites whose whole thing is tracking what Google does with its
top header, yeah. So this is its own promo, right? They just do things with their logo. Well, the other day, earlier this week, it was all the Google letters had masks on them. They had armbands on as well. And there was like a little heart over to the side, and it's like, oh, is this Google's behind these efforts? And, of course, we knew that Google was requiring their staff to mandate. Yeah, armbands. Is that a signal? Is that, you know, what's coming here? Because there was actually a story in the news. I had it in show prep, and it was one of the ones we just never got to. But somebody's already designed one of these things.
I don't want to say brown shirts, but I'm sure that Bernie Sanders had no brown shirts.
Well, that's, to me, the brown shirts of tomorrow are the TSA of today. You know, but to your thing about the armbands, Ian, I have read an article where they're talking about bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you go to a concert or something, you get the band, the yellow band shows you're 21 or over, and the green, you know, they're talking about these kind of things for vaccinated, so that the businesses don't have to ask.
See, it's not an armband, it's a bracelet.
Right.
It's different.
Well, it's always
a band, and it's on the arm, so
Carlin called it. It's always the worry about groups. Because once you have a group, well, then you have little hats. Then you have little armbands.
Watch out for the hats.
This whole thing.
By the way, your calls and thoughts are welcome here, 603-283-6160. In fact, I had a story about Apple tonight. We know that, you know, these cell phone companies have marketed themselves.
We'll have an eye discussion.
In the case of Apple, has marketed itself as the king of privacy. But that's not true.
Eye lies.
Doubt it.
And, well, if they ever were that, they certainly aren't now. We'll tell you what their plan is.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We are here on the live Saturday edition of the program. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. We're talking about, well, the sad and scary news of the rise of, not the police state, they already did that. That was, you know, an earlier step. The rise of the medical authoritarian state.
Bioterrorism.
That's what we're seeing happen. It started last year. It's kicking into high gear now with the mandate vaccine passports.
That's a good word for it. It certainly applies.
Because, shout out to Corbett Report.
Because we know that, well, yeah, that guy deserves a medal just for being around as long as he has been, James Corbett. You know, he's been...
No, he does good work.
Yeah, he's been doing a long time, decades,
Keeps a really good amount of skepticism.
Yeah. But it really is medical terrorism or bioterrorism. I've called the state, quote-unquote, I've called them terrorists for a long time because they... Even when they went to the war on terror, they had to figure out how to, like, change the definition of terrorism because it always applies to the state.
Of course.
We all knew when the Patriot Act went through, which, by the way, is when I stopped acronyming, is the USA Patriot Act. But as soon as that went through, we all knew that they were going to use these new rights and new powers to target, you know, freedom, liberty, justice, goodness, virtue. Human beings.
Speaking of changing definitions, did you guys see that it was actually Cyprian on Twitter, formerly known as Vin Armani, who pointed this out? The dictionary, Merriam-Webster, has actually updated the definition of vaccine to remove the word immunity.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have. We were talking a little bit about, you know, vaccines and that kind of thing last night, and I opined that, you know, I've had the COVID. And so I don't feel it's necessary to get the vaccine because I'll just go ahead and take my chances with Mother Nature. Mm. She's done all right by the human race so far. Mm-hmm. We're still all here.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's almost like everyone's going to get it because that's how viruses work.
I mean,
every virus that ever comes out eventually goes through literally every biological organism on the planet.
There's a news story now about a cruise ship that was supposedly 100% vaccinated where it broke out.
Yeah.
Shocker.
The vaccine doesn't work. The masks don't work. Humankind just has to live with this thing, and that's all there is to it.
Well, sucks that disease is real.
Yeah. That would be the more freedom-oriented aspect of how this should be handled. Unfortunately, almost no place on the entire planet approached it from that perspective. Every single politician used this as a power grab.
I contend that if humanity just did nothing when this coronavirus first appeared on the scene, so to speak, that it would all be over by now.
I think you're right about that. By the way, if you are a liberty-minded person, you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you can put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. At its core, it is about events, it's about businesses, it's about digital content, things that you are the creator of, things that you might want to attract some new attention, some new viewers, some new buyers, potentially. You can do that, and you can do it for free over liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL, and that will get you a free badge for your profile because we can't give you a discount. The thing's free. So just get on over there to liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Mike is on the line. He's in Maine listening to WLOB in Portland. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Are you guys familiar with the Nuremberg Code?
The Nuremberg what?
The Nuremberg Code. Let me explain
code?
It to you.
Okay, no.
Yeah. In 1947, after they tried the Nazis, during the trials, it all came out about the forced medical procedures by the Nazis.
Right, and I think you're leading into...
The United Nations adopted what's known as the UN Universal Declaration on Bioethics and Human Rights. Now, in this, there's 10 articles. Article 6, Section 1 and 3 of the Nuremberg Code outlaws all forced medical procedures and therapies, including forced vaccination.
Hmm.
So you guys need to look this up. There's 10 articles in it, and you need to read it.
Well, I mean, I don't disbelieve you. It's just that it doesn't matter, does it? Because
every farce. That's a farce. They're trying to tell you that human rights come from the UN. They don't.
Yeah. But the UN you know, in other words,
ooh, we're losing your signal there, but there's also, like, there's a Universal Declaration of Human Rights that the UN put together mm-hmm. some number of decades ago, and that also says that there should be the right to travel, and that's clearly violated, so, you know.
And the Nuremberg Code that's in there, too.
Well, here's the thing.
They cannot deprive you.
If they're going to recognize our rights, then what they should be doing is saying, here is the penalty when we violate them.
Right. Yeah, and there is no penalty. And they're violating them constantly. So it really doesn't matter what it, you know, what the UN wrote down, does it?
Yeah, listen. Now,
I got to let you go, Mike. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. It doesn't matter what the UN wrote down. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter what your state constitutions say. It doesn't matter what the laws say. They will do what they want. And it's very rare that anyone will ever hold them to account for it. For every time a Supreme Court, whether it be state or federal, makes a decision in the positive, meaning towards more freedom, meaning restricting the government, there's 10 or 20 times where they make decisions that are empowering and, you know, unrestricting and loosing the government upon people. So, you know, in all, you know, we're losing freedoms over
time.
Well,
what is it, 5 felonies a day?
That's 3, 5. Who's counting, though?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing for sure. Every single one of those so-called felonies, mm-hmm. which they pretend are crimes in spite of the fact that most of the time there's no victim for any of that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Every single one of those has a penalty. Okay.
Right.
All right. So, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Where's the penalty?
Yep. They never
Where
write
is
those
the
in.
Penalty for the legislators, for the governors, for the
you
presidents?
Know, even if they did write a penalty in, they wouldn't enforce it.
Right. And who's going to enforce that penalty?
They would say, oh, well, we've got qualified immunity, so therefore, you know, we don't have to enforce this penalty. Or the Supreme Court ruled that in these cases, the penalty can be waived because, well, you know, we really love our politicians and we want to protect them.
I got something for the politicians in the state. It's disqualified immunity. That's right.
Nice.
You've been disqualified.
So the story that I brought in tonight is one of those stories that is going to be hard for a lot of people to stomach because it deals with one of the most horrible things out there, I think, in a lot of people's minds, and that is child abuse imagery. And usually that means child pornography, but I suppose it could be like somebody beating a child or something like that as well. There's a crazy news story here that I guess shouldn't be a surprise at this point. Apple, the very company that has an advertising campaign that says privacy, that's iPhone. Or on the side of a building in, let's see, where was this? Outside of CES, so I presume that's in Los Angeles. On the side of a hotel, a humongous advertisement. What happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone. But now, according to the Financial Times and several other sources, Apple will be installing software on American iPhones. But don't worry, I'm sure it'll be rolled out to other countries around the planet.
Surprise, it's not starting elsewhere first.
That will scan for child abuse imagery, according to people briefed on its plans, raising alarm among security researchers who warn it could open the door to surveillance of millions of people's personal devices.
I would never abuse that kind of power.
I predict all of the state has suddenly switched to Android.
I don't think that's going to help save you. 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. The Taliban Friday seizing control of a provincial capital for the first time since U.S. and NATO troops started their pullout. The U.N. envoy to Afghanistan saying Friday the war has entered a new, deadlier, and more destructive phase. Schools are reopening across the country, but a federal official is open to closing them again if COVID cases spike. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona at a town hall in Boston Friday.
The transmission in the community, I wouldn't say the school, the community spread gets to a certain level, it may be best to have students learning from home. But we're going to do everything in our power not to go there. The kids suffered enough. If we follow the rules, use the mitigation strategies, get vaccinated as soon as you can, I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year.
Boston public schools are requiring masks this fall, but Cardona says it's also important to remember after-school activities pose a threat as well. This is USA Radio News. The Biden plan is working. That's according to President Biden anyway. July's job numbers released Friday. Over 940,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 5.4%.
We're now the first administration in history to add jobs every single month in our first 6 months in office. And the only one in history to add more than 4 million jobs during the first 6 months. Economic growth is the fastest in 40 years.
The unemployment rate still almost 2 points above pre-pandemic levels, though, and we still have over 5.5 million fewer jobs than we did before COVID. 10 people stabbed on a train in Tokyo, at least one of them seriously injured, happening Friday night on a commuter train. A man in his 30s in custody. California now dealing with the largest single wildfire in state history. The Dixie wildfire crosses two counties in Northern California. It's been burning for over 3 weeks, covering over 430,000 acres. California fire officials say it's only 35% contained. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. The number, if you want to join in here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Big Blue's Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
We're talking about your privacy. And the thing is, when it comes to privacy, it's usually the people who do the most despicable things that they attack first. In this case, it's going to be, and I say they, I mean the government and the tech companies. In this case, it is those people who might have pornography of children on their phones, or so-called child abuse imagery, that they're going to use as their excuse to roll out a massive spy system for people that have iPhones. Now, Captain, you mentioned that maybe getting Google would be a solution here. I don't think so. I suspect that if they aren't already planning to jump on board to this, they will likely be pressured to do so.
You know, there's a large contingent of folks who believe that there is some sort of secret cabal amongst the statists that are pedophiles, giant pedophile ring. And so, hence the joke about, you know, them switching providers.
Well, so here's my logic on that. They can't actually do trust.
I mean,
horrible people, like evil, legitimately evil people, because
like politicians.
There are especially evil people in the world, and okay, legitimately evil people can't actually trust each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but trust is a very efficient system. It lets us do so much work because we can trust each other. as soon as you can trust someone to mow your lawn for $5, you can just let them mow your lawn and eventually get back to them with $5. It's too efficient. So what are evil people going to do to replace the system of trust? Blackmail. Okay, well, what would you blackmail people over? Things that are universally despicable. And pedophilia is not the only universally despicable thing, but it is one of the most universally despicable actions. Along with it, cannibalism. Also universally despicable.
Yeah, and generally speaking, and not just, you know, we're not just talking about child abuse in the sector. We're talking about child abuse as a bigger topic. You had mentioned at the top of the article that it could mean, you know, just children getting beaten and, you know, this type of a thing. There's different forms of child abuse. Child abuse imagery seems to be very specific. But to me, that seems to include photo and video, at least, right? Because it has to be imagery for it to qualify. So, but within that, of course, I think, you know, probably what they seem to be looking for would be pedophilia.
That's what they're looking for now.
Right.
But remember, this system that they're going to roll out, which is called Neural Match, which means it's, you know, some sort of machine learning.
Oh, doesn't
it
start with an I like everything else Apple does?
Right. I spy.
You know, they're not rolling out the iPorn app or something?
They're going to roll this out, and yeah, it's going to be able to search for child pornography, but eventually it could be used to search for anything. Yeah. Maybe.
Well, I know this was before my time, but once upon a time, there was a studio that started criticizing the FBI for running a child pornography website.
Not only a website, but the largest, if memory serves.
For running the largest child pornography website in the world. And adding content to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now Apple
it
will
seems
be.
Seems like they got accused of what Apple's looking for.
Well, now Apple is going to be the largest possessor of child pornography because, in order to scan for the child pornography and report it to law enforcement, they're going to have evidence of it or a copy of it. But here's a little bit about
what
here's what they're planning. So the proposed system, known as Neural Match, this according to Financial Times. To some U.S. academics, earlier this week was announced, according to two security researchers briefed on the virtual meeting, the automated system would proactively alert a team of human reviewers if it believes illegal imagery is detected, who would then contact law enforcement if the material can be verified. The scheme will initially roll out only in the United States. Apple confirmed its plans in a blog post, saying the scanning technology is part of a new suite of child protection systems that would, quote, evolve and expand over time, unquote. The features will be rolled out as part of its iOS 15, expected to be released next month. Quote, this innovative new technology allows Apple to provide valuable and actionable information to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and law enforcement regarding the proliferation of known CSAM, or child abuse or child sexual abuse material, said the company. And who could be against that?
Well, don't you want to protect children?
See, of course. I mean, who doesn't
Why would you not want to hand every right over to these large corporations? I mean, we can trust corporations.
If it just saves one child, I mean, shouldn't that be a reason to allow Apple to scan through every single thing on your phone?
No.
Never mind the fact that they literally cannot tell the difference between dunes and hips.
Like, coming from a background of child abuse, I still advocate for privacy. Now, what does that mean in this context? Well, if people are violating children's rights or otherwise abusing children and taking videos and photos of them, well, they're doing it somewhere, right? And so this sort of blatant scanning of all iDevices for this material is certainly a violation of privacy. And certainly a violation of a whole bunch of supposed rights that, you know, folks who are constitutionalists will point to in the Constitution, which I, of course, know that, you know, we don't have any rights. We have a temporary set of privileges.
If we could be certain that our elected leaders, so-called, were not pedophiles, then maybe. Maybe we could trust them with this power.
If they would... no, that's...
But
it's still a violation.
Since we actually have access to information so we know how corrupt they all are, then we know not to trust them with this power. So they're like, hey, we will protect the children. No, you won't. Well, we've seen what you do to children.
You're not trusting the government. It's not the government that's doing this. It's Apple. It's your phone manufacturer. So therefore, it's totally legal. It's not a violation of your privacy. You agreed to their terms of service. You remember? You read them, right? Terms of service? Oh, you might have missed that part where it says that, I'm paraphrasing, but it's in there. We reserve the right to update these terms at any time. And sometimes they say...
And we won't tell you.
Sometimes they say, we'll give you notice. Sometimes they say, we won't. It's up to you, in that case, to, you know, keep reading the terms every month just to make sure they haven't updated them. But, you know, usually they'll send you some sort of email saying, hey, with this new iOS term 15 or whatever, version 15, we're going to just update these terms. Here's the new terms. You agree to these if you keep using our service, if you install the update. And according to Bonnie, who's got an iPhone, she says that they just automatically install these things. It's not like you just get an option to, oh, yeah, do I want to upgrade to this?
Of course.
No, no, it just does it for you, apparently. So this is happening, and you know, people out there, they're going to say, well, yeah, of course you need to go after the child pornographers, but my privacy is okay because I'm not a child pornographer, so therefore I won't get caught up in this dragnet.
Well, I don't have anything to hide.
And they've proven that an AI cannot tell the difference between a picture of a desert and pornography.
Well, that's why they have human reviewers whose job, which this is a terrible job, will be to actually look at whatever it is this automated system is finding. How is that not a crime? If it's illegal to have to look at pornography,
guess who that particular job is going to attract?
Oh my God!
Think about that for a minute.
Right?
Who's going to apply for that job?
It's almost like evil people should go to the government for a job. It's almost like actually
this is Apple in this case
from being. Okay.
But yes, certainly there are people that work for law enforcement that are also doing this.
You and I might not see eye to eye on this, but at a certain point, corporations are part of the government.
I don't disagree with you. In fact, that's a big question, is at what point when a corporation is, getting contracts from the government? 1%
and being
of their
overseen
revenue?
By the government.
10%, 20%, 50%, 60%. How much money has to be coming in before that corporation is
how
for the
much
government?
Mafia protection do you need before you're part of the mafia?
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that corporations are a creation of government.
That's right. And that's why you see so many of them doing exactly what the state wants them to, like rolling out vaccine mandates for their, you know, their workers and such.
Yeah.
Mandating masks for their customers.
And when people rail against corporations, you know, really behind it, they're railing against Yeah, they're railing against government because they couldn't function that way without being a corporation.
603-283-6160 is the number if you want to join in here. That's 603-283-6160. Are you embracing the panopticon, the state that will...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's no doubt that things like child abuse imagery is a pretty ugly thing. And so, of course, a lot of people are going to be cheering Apple computers on as they are announcing that they're now going to be forgetting about that whole privacy thing that they've been marketing themselves as all about for I don't know how many years. But there's a bunch of them. You can just search, you know, do an image search for iPhone privacy claim, and you'll see a ton of advertisements about how they're all about privacy. Well, now they're just going to be deciding to upgrade to the new iOS 15, which will include what they're calling Neural Match. They announced it this week, saying that it will automatically scan your cell phone and every other iPhone out there, if you have an iPhone.
I thought this was not exclusive to phones. I thought this was, like, including the tablets and stuff.
It probably will.
Anything with
the
iOS,
good point.
Right?
Yeah, it'll likely be every iOS device. Of course, you know, phones are huge, right? So you've got an iOS device out there, and you get this iOS 15, then you've got this new Neural Match. Will be searching your phone constantly for anything that the automated system believes could be child abuse imagery. Then they'll turn it over to a human team to review and possibly send along.
I'm no expert on branding, but Neural Match?
Neural Match.
Neural Match is the child abuse scanning software.
That's correct, yes.
How on earth is Neural Match the child pornography scanning?
It has to do with, I think, machine learning, neural networks. These are, so have you heard about deepfakes? I mean,
all of this is exactly the opposite of a neural match.
A neural match sounds like it's a, I don't know, a dating app or something.
Right. This is the technology. It's a reference to the
technology. Thank you.
It's a reference to the geek
tech.
Maybe
it is, though. Maybe it's the pedophiles, you know, in power that are putting money into this thing to scan for these things so that they know who's doing what and they can go to them and, you know, blackmail them or participate or whatever it is.
That could be a factor. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Joyce is on the line listening to KXLY in Spokane, Washington. Go ahead, Joyce.
It's Joy.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Hey, Joy. Go ahead, Joy.
Joy, yeah, Joy. My son works for Apple, but that's just an aside, by the way. I just started listening to your show, so I'm not sure if I understand it completely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Democrat from, I guess, since I was a toddler. My parents were. I worked for the EPA years and years ago for a little while, and then have done mostly nonprofit work. And I guess, so I haven't followed kind of the freedom movement. I really have lived in the Bay Area for years, so I was kind of in my own bubble. Started listening to right-wing radio here in Spokane once I once Trump was elected, to better understand where that group was coming from. And then I've listened to your show a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I don't know if it's a relatively enhanced phenomena or what, but my question is, why it seems like that freedom has become like it's replaced the idea of a common good, replaced an idea of...
Well, freedom was always the common good.
Pardon me?
Freedom was always the common good.
It's
really simple. If you let people make choices, then we benefit each other. And that always made it the common good. I mean...
But people don't always necessarily make the right choices.
Well, no.
Oh, of course. No, there's lots of people, and they all make lots of choices.
So, I mean, what are you saying? Are you saying that because people don't make the right choices that they should be forced to choose a certain way?
But I'm looking at, I mean, there's externalities. There's things like your comment about the cruise ship and being vaccinated was just kind of, I think it was kind of a dumb comment, because if all those people weren't vaccinated, a good percentage of them could be dead.
Joy, could I ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay, so there is, like, the worst pandemic ever, and there's a safe, effective vaccine for free, so why didn't everyone get it?
I am not sure, actually.
Okay.
Why people didn't.
Well,
you're talking about, like, a fantasy pandemic? Because this is not the worst one ever.
Here's the thing. Joy. You remember when they talked to us about weapons of mass destruction, right? And how we needed to get involved in the Middle East. And I mean,
that was a lie.
Right. For me, that was the cutoff point. For me, that was when I lost faith in the corporate media. Like, that was the absolute provable lie that killed people. And as soon as I had an absolutely provable lie that killed people, I stopped giving them my trust. So when they tell me that there is the worst pandemic ever, and when they tell me that there are these vaccines that work and are safe, now I know they're free. Not only are they free, that they'll give you free Dunkin' Donuts and beer, but I think that people should make their own decisions. And one of those decisions is, if you're young, there's a very low probability that this disease will ever have any effect on you. And there is a not zero probability that these vaccines will hurt you.
But we're now seeing, for example, in Spokane, where our ICUs are reaching capacity, we may have to delay... we may have to delay other surgeries, And it's not, I'm 65, okay, so, and I got my vaccine. I helped at vaccine clinics here in Spokane.
Well, you
and,
sound like one of the at-risk categories.
Right, but now the average age is dropped by 20 to 30 years. It's in the 40 to 50 are those who are hospitalized. I'm just saying, and this is more general, not just vaccination, but I'm just saying that what worries me about, and I don't know enough about the freedom movement, so I'll just put that out there now. But I guess it bothers me that it may always be set against what could be a common good.
Well, here's the thing. If it's a good idea,
of Martin Luther King or
whatever it is, if it's a good idea, Joy, then people should be persuaded to do it. They shouldn't be threatened. They shouldn't be told they're going to be put in a jail cell, separated from their family, punished in some way, shape, or form if they don't go along with whatever the good idea is, whatever the common good is, whether
right.
it be, you know, this issue or something else entirely. I think people should be persuaded to it. And if they aren't persuaded, then that should be their choice, shouldn't it?
And yes.
Okay.
And I think companies can decide if they want it to be a mandatory here in Spokane. Hospitals
so they can.
Have chosen
so,
to
Joy,
say they
part
have
of
to.
The reason that I don't get vaccinated is I am concerned that it will compromise my immune system. And part
okay.
of my concern with getting my immune system compromised is that if I have a compromised immune system, I am way more likely to make people sick.
Yeah, and again, these individual choices. And again, I don't want to just completely focus on vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
It was more, as I said, I'm just starting to listen to you guys. This
well,
is
thank
all.
You.
And I grew up, as I said, my parents were Democrats. My dad was in the service for almost 30 years. He was a B-52 pilot. My mom came from the Midwest, and against all odds, they were lifelong Democrats. My dad was so excited when Obama was elected.
I'm sorry to hear that
Bay
he was
Area
put in harm's way.
Years. Huh?
I'm sorry to hear that he was put in harm's way, because I don't think that was necessary or helpful. And I'm
well,
sorry to hear that he was put in harm's way, where he could have gotten killed.
He joined in World War II. You know, he's passed away, and he became a pilot. He was flying secret missions in Sweden and London.
It's worth mentioning that World War II probably never would have happened if it weren't for the United States getting involved in World War I. Had the U.S. government actually remained a neutral government and not taken a stance on that, not only would a lot of Americans be alive today,
like the president promised when he got elected.
Yeah, there's a good chance that Hitler never would have risen to power, and so on and so forth. Hey, good call tonight, Joy. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Feel free to call in anytime. Welcome to the program. We're glad you're out there listening. Thank you.
I just want to mention real quick, too, that it comes down to self-ownership, right? She was asking about the freedom movement. Well, one of the fundamental philosophies is self-ownership. Joy owns herself, and I have no right to tell her what to put into her body at any point. Nor does she have any right to tell me what to put in my body at any point. Because I own myself, she owns her.
All right, more coming up here. 603-283-6160. Hour number two is on the way. It is the Live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live. You can...
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.